Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever matters to you. 603-283-6160 is the call in line for you to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carly.
And man, we've all heard about common sense gun control, which all too often doesn't have anything to do with common sense. But now, Reno, Nevada is pushing things a little bit with what they're calling common sense whip control.
Whip?
Yes, like, whip, as in like the Indiana Jones tool of choice. Yeah, that. They're criminalizing possessing whips without a permit.
This is really going to ruin the Indiana Jones convention that happens there every year.
Is there really one there?
I'm kidding. Okay. No,
so the political wrangling...
No, but it makes me wonder, like... Is there a problem in the streets of Reno with randos going around cracking whips at people?
Well, my question is, Reno, there's a lot of farmers there, right? Cattle farmers. This is the kind of people who would actually use a whip.
Mm. Well, it's not. It's only in the cities downtown where using or possessing a whip requires a city permit.
Oh, okay.
Outside of downtown, presumably, you can possess and use a whip without a permit.
Is this like a bondage thing? Where
no.
You have these people walking around and with whips and chains?
No. Well, I don't know.
That is an interesting question. Is it only if you're out in public, or is it anyone, anywhere, indoors, private companies? Because, yeah, there are such things as dominatrix.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, I can see people doing shows based around, you know, the whips and chains and whatnot. And
now I'm curious how they define this. Because, like, those, the usual whips that dominatrix uses, they're like 3 feet long total and they don't crack or anything like that. But they're technically called whips.
Hmm.
So would that even apply here?
Hmm. We'll find out.
Well, let's get to the meat and potatoes behind all this. Why is this sprung up? Why is this even a deal, a situation?
It doesn't really say, but the policy is in response to an increasing number of 911 calls by people mistaking the periodic snaps and cracks of whips as gunshots.
What?
Now, I don't know if anyone's ever been around a whip before as it cracks, but it is nowhere near as loud as a gunshot.
Nope.
Reno City Attorney Carl Hall said that the new restrictions were common sense whip control, reports the Reno Gazette Journal. He stressed that the ban only applies in several downtown neighborhoods and that the archaeologist's accessory isn't restricted in other areas of the city where it might prove more useful. A city staff report says whips have grown in popularity in recent years, with people using them, quote, in fights for intimidation and to practice cracking the whip. Man, Reno sounds wild. Whip-related calls to police have increased 61% from 2019. Reno police say that the people using them are amateurs when it comes to proper use, and it is evident that they do not possess it for any intended proper use.
What the hell does that mean? A proper use? Is the proper use of a whip only to, you know, rustle cattle or something like that? Or like,
I would love to know why they think they have the right to determine whether or not someone should have a whip and isn't using it for a proper use. The new restrictions have proven controversial. Council member Jenny Breckus voted against the ordinance because it didn't apply citywide, thus leaving whips dangerously unregulated in most of Reno. Now, that's sarcasm. This article is coming from a libertarian-leaning place, so keep that in mind. Meanwhile, a representative for the state branch of the American Civil Liberties Union argued that banning the possession of whips without a permit, which is now a misdemeanor, this can't be real, only contributes to the criminalization of the homeless, said the American Civil Liberties Union.
Because homeless people are more likely to carry whips?
According to that representative, the city's homeless are known for using whips, for self-defense.
Huh. All right. Well, I mean, you know, England has their knife problem.
But they only have a knife problem because they banned guns.
Yeah, well, I mean, but I think I would rather have a whip than a knife that
requires... It's got better requires, reach.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was a homeless person, what can I afford? It's already Reno, Nevada, where there's lots of ranchers already, so whips are probably on every shelf in every tractor supply, so they're readily available, and you could do some damage. Those things will do damage.
They will. The new whip ban is certainly unusual, but it's not unique. A county in Hawaii passed a similar ban in 2018. The Associated Press notes that the ban does not apply to private property, so if you're in a hotel room or whatever being a dominatrix, presumably that wouldn't apply to you.
Okay, because I was wondering where these calls are coming from. There's a story at MyNews4.com, which is one of the TV stations out there in the area, and they say that the police respond to dozens of shots fired calls every year that turn out to be snapping their homemade whips. Well, if they're doing it on private property, then most of those people will not get caught up in this particular law, which makes the ACLU's point seem pretty strong that this is targeted against homeless people.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because they are primarily the ones who would be using it in public, considering they're always in public.
Correct.
There's a real responsibility of increased police interactions with anyone thought to be possessing a now-prohibited whip. That's particularly concerning, given that most of the whips on Reno streets are homemade from chains, leather straps, rope, and string, according to police. Is anyone possessing bundles of these materials going to be subject to snap law enforcement stops now? One could imagine local police harassing innocent citizens based on unfounded whip tips, or even conducting steam operations to corral violators.
Sure can.
There also isn't any grandfather clause in Reno's whip ban, meaning once lawful whip-possessing citizens now have been made into criminals. It's understandable that Reno politicians and police want to get a handle on excessive 911 calls. Well, they could have achieved the same thing here with some public service announcements about what a gunshot sounds like versus what a whip sounds like.
Well, first of all, I don't think that dozens of calls every year is really excessive, right? Like, if the number is dozens and they're not telling us what that number is, it could be two dozen.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's
certainly not hundreds.
It's probably not into the hundreds. And so if we're dealing with 12 months out of the year, we're talking about maybe two or three calls a month, right? Maximum four calls a month, so one a week.
It's certainly strange to refer to this as common sense whip control, considering it's just about fake 911 calls. It's not about people running around attacking each other in the streets with whips or anything like that. It's just a way of minimizing the police workload when it's... I'm confused that anyone out there doesn't know the difference between a gunshot and a whip snapping. I mean, they're very distinctly different sounds at very distinctly different levels.
These are city dwellers, so it's probably people who've never had an experience with either of them.
Presumably that is the case, but it's crazy there in Nevada with the now outlawing of whips downtown. But again, it's just downtown, and it's just in public property, but it's still stupid. The way they're approaching it, it just makes it sound like the ACLU is right, and silly though it sounds... It does sound like it's a way of further criminalizing homelessness, because I wouldn't have expected it, but the homeless in Reno seem to use whips primarily as a tool of self-defense.
I got some numbers here. From January to September 2019, there were 63 calls made regarding the use of whips.
So, yeah, a little over once a week.
Following this, 103 calls were made between January and September 2020, and 176 calls... were made from January 2021 to the present. So it has gone up.
Wow.
But is 176 calls...
That's three a week.
Enough to warrant this move from their city council to unanimously vote to ban whips.
Well, look at the one city councilor who voted no on it, but that wasn't because it was like, hey, this is stupid. We're not banning whips because dispatch is having to deal with too many calls. It was because it's not citywide. So people love their control, and evidently, I mean, 176 calls a year, that's a fair number of calls.
Yes.
It's
almost one every 2 days, but still, how hard is it for a police officer to drop by and be like, yes, ma'am, you're an idiot, what you heard was a whip, and in fact, not a gunshot.
Okay, well, question, where is this going to lead to? This is taking place, this has gone into effect. Are all these homeless whippers, are they going to be stopped in the streets this week?
I sincerely doubt they're going to be able to get a permit.
Nope.
But when we get back, we're going to talk about some darkness arrests. More than 150 people have been arrested in Europe due to darknet activities. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word gold to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word gold to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text gold to 48542.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where you can join us, share your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you may be wondering what these three vowels here, they are actually hot sauces that Conan made, one from habanero, one from ghost peppers, and one from reapers. And that's because I have a bit of affinity for hot and spicy foods, which caused us last week to do the Carolina Reaper Challenge, which you can find over at video.freetalklive.com. You can watch both Conan and I suffer. You don't really get to watch me suffer a lot because when it got really bad, I went outside to where it was cold. But we're also live streaming to video.freetalklive.com because we're constantly being banned all over the place. YouTube is constantly banning us. We haven't been banned on Facebook in quite a while, but Twitch has done it in the past.
But almost no one watches on Facebook, so if we had more viewers, we'd probably get banned.
So check out our Odyssey channel. It's a decentralized platform where we can't be censored. Well, to be more accurate, we technically could be, but we won't be. And even if we are censored there, it's underpinned by a library where we can't be censored. So check it out, video.freetalklive.com. There's more than a million channel creators over there at video.freetalklive.com, at Odyssey. But the easiest way to find us there is video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We actually have Ratspeed calling from Reno, Nevada. Ratspeed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Hey, what's good, Mike?
I wanted to discuss this because I have firsthand personal experience about the very issue that you're talking about, the whips. So, kind of outing myself, I've been living in Reno, Nevada for almost 16 years now, and I can tell you that I understand why they made this law, but I don't agree with it. At the same time, I think it's a big piece. It's a big, you know, duct tape over a festering problem that's a way bigger conversation than just whips. But
I understand where you're coming from. I mean, there's a lot of laws where I understand where they're coming from. I understand where they're coming from with the seatbelt law, with helmet laws and things like that. I don't agree with them, but I do understand why they think they're good things to have.
Yeah, this is just saving face on top of a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that for the last 5 years, the city council has been catering to corporate business and big business interests over the people, and as a result, we have hundreds of homeless people whom were not previously homeless. It's a combination of gentrification, bulldozing a ton of historic weekly motels, which were most of these people's last leg, skyrocketing rental fees for, you know, leasing, and there's no low-cost housing practically, like, you know. So the biggest problem is that the city council has, in fact, they just signed, they put into an ordinance a 20-year lease agreement or an exemption agreement with this company called Jacobs Entertainment, who is a Colorado-based casino chain that's nationwide. And the guy came into town a few years ago, bought some of one of the local casinos, and anyway, bulldozed the entire, like, west side of Reno, where all of these people were staying, and this is what has compounded into a growing problem. I have seen, I mean, I've been downtown for years, and I've never seen it as bad as it is here. I feel so sorry for these people. And the mental status, you know, mental illness status is getting worse and worse. And yeah,
is that what leads them to purchase whips and crack them, or like are they using them for self defense? Why are people using whips?
Yeah, as opposed to any other weapon that's readily available.
So here's what I noticed is around the BLM protests, coincidentally, I don't think it has anything to do with it, but around that point is when the whips really became popular. It kind of started as like a trend. I would see up and down people walking down the streets, whether it be, you know, in front of the local folk cuisine or the casinos or up and down the Riverwalk. And it's gotten so bad to the point where, like, it's day and night. I mean, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden, whoosh, you hear this thing. And people letting off air horns and all that.
Wow.
I don't know if they're buying them or making them. I think it's a combination of both. I've seen two different styles. One person in particular that I know about, 6 feet long, this whip, doesn't even walk up and down the sidewalk. Basically, he's just kind of showing off. Now, I don't believe that these people are imagining, or they're accidentally confusing these things for gunfire, because I know what gunfire sounds like. I've heard it, right? And
I also find that claim hard to believe. The sound levels between the two are drastically different. Mm.
Yeah, it's a stupid claim. They're probably trying to, you know, I mean, who knows? Maybe some people are stupid. Maybe people are just trying to make up for the fact that, you know, they hear a whip and they're getting tired of it and they complain about it. The one thing that I think is detrimental to the whole scene down here is that it is really kind of hurting the tourist industry. So, and that's where a lot of the bread and butter come from. So I think that's where they're trying to make this law about, is they're trying to save face in front of the tourists and make sure that the tourist money comes back in. But that's not taking care of the real problem. The real problem is that the city council, minus Jenny Brekus, she's a very nice person. I've met her personally. I don't agree with her stance about banning it citywide. That's stupid. But she does have a lot of gusto, and she's actually running for mayor.
Lot of politicians are very nice in person because they want to curry favor with people. They're sociopaths.
I do agree with a lot of the policies, because she's really fighting back against those corporate interests that the city is basically. A lot of people think that the council is just in the pockets of these, you know, people that are taking over they're undoing certain ordinances that are protecting the individual citizens that have been historically in place, even back when the mafia was running the town, right? But
I mean, as someone who does a fair amount of traveling, people, you know, practicing with whips in the streets wouldn't necessarily deter me from touring the place, but a large homeless population certainly would make me uncomfortable and make me want to leave as soon as possible.
And that's the thing. I don't blame these people for being homeless, because they had their homes taken away. I mean, they had, you know, they were grungy, you know, drug-filled places that, you know, were like not a suitable place to live. But
they had a roof over their heads.
Yeah, they had a roof over their head, maybe $300 a week. No contracts needed, no background checks. Basically, if you're on the street and you need a place to live, you got it going on and on. So these, you know, the individual property owners were making bang on this. But then Jacob's Entertainment comes in and starts pitching their quote-unquote neon line district, is what they're pushing. It's going to be this big, swanky entertainment place. They've been playing
They want to compete with Vegas.
Oh, God. It's the Carano family who runs El Dorado, and they bought out Caesars. They had a merger, so now they own Harrah's, Caesars, Circus Circus, Silver Legacy, and then...
I mean, Caesars Entertainment is one of the largest entertainment corporations in the world. They got bought out.
Yes, but they made a deal with the Carano family. The Carano family has been in Reno for decades, right? So a wealthy Italian family. And then Jacobs from Colorado comes in and wants to compete with them. And so they just made a 20-year contract deal that gives them carte blanche access to...
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Rat Speed. Certainly sounds unpleasant, but the call sounded fantastic. If you want to sound that good, call us via the SIP line. That's ftl.onsip.info if you'd like to do that. Thanks for keeping us in the loop about what's actually happening in Reno. I would not have guessed it. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. moderate and progressive Democrats are continuing to try and finalize a price tag for the budget reconciliation bill, as it will be far below the originally advertised $3.5 trillion. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says no matter what the price is, Americans will still have to pay for it.
Everybody's going to end up having to pay for this if they get to finally figure out what's going to be in it and how they want to pay for it. Everyone's going to get hit one way or the other.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Biden administration says it has framework to pay for the bill and they would never increase taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. An FDA panel is giving a thumbs up to Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids from age 5 through 11. The decision will be looked at next by the full FDA. This is USA Radio News. The Senate Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, Product Safety, and Data Security is holding a hearing with executives from top internet platforms to discuss protections for kids against potentially harmful content. Ranking member and Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn raises concerns about the social media platform's data collecting efforts, specifically TikTok, whose parent company is partially owned by China's government.
I've made no secret about my concerns that TikTok, which is owned by Beijing, owned ByteDance, is paving the way for the Chinese government to gain unfettered access to our children and teens.
The World Series is set to have a big impact on the Atlanta area. An economics professor at Georgia State University tells a local Fox affiliate in Atlanta, each game could pump $8 million into the economy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts and opinions about what we've been discussing, or just change the subject and talk about whatever's important to you. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian. Dan Conan.
And people are always asking whether or not we actually read the chat. Some people do, some people don't. But if you really want to chat with us, you need to get on the Matrix server. You can find that at chat.freetalklive.com. That's the actual official chat server of Free Talk Live. And there you can't be kicked off or censored or anything like that because it's...
Well, you could because each room can be created by other listeners and they can do whatever they want as far as administrating.
True, but they
rooms.
Can't be kicked from the server unless, like, you or I do it.
It would be very difficult to kick somebody from the server. I mean, it could be done, then you could just create another account. So what's the point? So yeah,
we ran into that with Discord.
Yeah, we've never done that ever on this server. So
no,
you don't have to worry about it.
Free to express your opinions at chat.freetalklive.com.
And my moderation theory is basically if you don't like somebody, just block them because I don't feel like doing anything about it. Because we don't have to, because we run the server. We don't have to appease Discord anymore. We used to have these corporate masters that would say, oh, you have to enforce our community terms of whatever, you know, nonsense. And now we don't have to do that.
We sort of did. We had a toxic user room, but that was pretty much the extent of it. I don't think anyone ever actually got banned on the Discord server.
Yeah, but they still took us out because somebody had got made fun of somewhere, and we didn't do anything about that, apparently. So that was enough reason to take our entire server down.
So chat freely with us at chat.freetalklive.com. Bad news in the world today. Freedom is always dying around the globe, especially because of the COVID-19 pandemic, scamdemic, whatever you'd like to call it. But today, evidently, there were 150 arrests regarding stuff that was happening on the darknet. Ian, you have this story.
Yeah, sad news. There's another one of these darknet takedowns going on. This story coming from France24.com. There's a lot of variants on this out there.
It makes me especially sad that Ross Ulbricht is serving two life sentences for basically having one of these darknet websites. And the whole reason for that was to make an example out of him.
That's right.
So that no one else would even attempt it. And it didn't work.
No, there have been tons of them since Ross Ulbricht did his Silk Road back in 2011.
It would be nice if the government would realize that what they attempted to do by giving him two life sentences didn't work and just let the man out of prison.
Yeah, well, that would require them to actually be somewhat human or humane, and they are just not that. They don't care.
They're violent, power-hungry sociopaths who, you're absolutely right, just don't care that this man is wasting away in prison.
Yeah, he could be doing so much outside of prison. He could be creating all kinds of really cool things, and nope, we lost that person. You know, he still gets to post to Twitter through some intermediary. I think it's his mom or his sister or somebody. He sends messages. So you can still follow him. I think it's Real Ross U, if I recall correctly, on Twitter. That may be his handle, so check him out. But yeah, here we are, a decade after the launch of the Silk Road. Underground darknet marketplace sites still exist. If you want to see links to the current ones, you can go to dark.fail. And they, you know, will show you the current list of sites that are online still. But there have been some that have been taken down. And according to France 24, Operation Dark Huntor, spelled H-U-N-T-O-R, also recovered millions of euros in cash and Bitcoin, as well as drugs and guns, in one of the largest ever stings targeting the dark web, according to Europol. The bust stems from a German-led police sting earlier this year, taking down what was supposedly the world's largest darknet marketplace. Dark Huntor was composed of a series of separate but complementary actions in Australia, Bulgaria, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. According to Europol, in the U.S. alone, police arrested 65 people, 47 were arrested in Germany, 24 in Britain, and then elsewhere.
The U.S. government was involved in this. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, this is a global targeting.
So they know firsthand that railroading Ross Ulbricht the way they did not solve the problem that they were hoping it would solve.
Of course they know that, yeah.
But they're not going to do anything about it because they're violent sociopaths.
Law enforcement also confiscated 26.7 million euros in cash and virtual currencies, as well as 45 guns and about 516 pounds of drugs, including 25,000 ecstasy pills. Italian police also shut down a couple other marketplaces.
That's sad.
It is.
25,000 ecstasy pills would have made a lot of people very happy and would have given them a lot better connectedness with other human beings.
Well, don't worry, Arya. There are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, more out there that they didn't take down.
Fair point.
Deep Sea and Berlusconi marketplaces have also been shut down by Italian police, which together boasted over 100,000 offerings of illegal products. According to Europol, Germany police closed down the Dark Market, not a very original name, but apparently that was the biggie earlier this year, used by its alleged operator in Australia to facilitate the sale of drugs, stolen credit card data, and malware. And then apparently what they did, now I don't think they covered in this story, but apparently that gave them some access to some information about sellers, and they actually went after the sellers. So normally when they take down a darknet marketplace, they just take the marketplace down and they arrest whatever administrators they can identify associated with it, and then that's usually the end of the story. But now the 150 people that they've arrested, the bulk of them appear to be actual dealers that were operating on these sites.
I seem to recall the last time the FBI attempted to do something, maybe not the last time, but it wasn't terribly long ago the FBI tried doing something about one of these darknet sites. I don't remember what they were doing, But they ended up having to drop the charges because they didn't want to reveal the exploit that they had used to compromise the security of one of these sites.
Yeah, what you're referring to is when the FBI ran a very, very large child pornography website. So they busted the
that's
site.
That's what it was, yes.
Yeah, they busted the site. They took it over and then proceeded to operate the site for a series of 2 or 3 weeks, I think. And they upgraded the server, by the way, for the site, so it was able to serve even more pornography than it had ever been able to serve under the FBI's tutelage. And then while they
They're out there keeping people safe from child pornography by distributing
it.
Child pornography.
Being the largest distributor probably in history of child pornography. So while they were running the site, they put some sort of an exploit on the site, which was then... I guess activated on, I don't know what percentage of users, there's different settings for like privacy on Tor browsers, so I don't know if it hit them all or a fraction of them or whatever, but it hit some of them, and they went around and made a bunch of arrests, and one of those people, in a case in Washington State, if I recall correctly, he just had some, like, you know, government attorney, some kind of, you know, government defense attorney, and this defense attorney said, you know, we have the right to see all the evidence in the case against us, so we'd like to see the evidence about exactly how this exploit worked. We want to know, you know, what was the process, right? There needs to be a chain of evidence.
Yeah, showing how they identified the attorney's client, right?
Yeah, there needs to be any time the government collects evidence for a supposed crime, they need to have that chain of evidence. You need to be able to examine it. And so part of that chain of evidence is putting that hack or whatever on the website. What was it? How did it run? How did it operate? What was the programming language? Let's see the code. Let's see the source code of this thing. And the FBI went into the judge's chambers and said, we don't want to show this judge. And the judge said, well, you have to show it or you have to drop the charges.
And they chose to drop the charges.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm reading CBS News takedown of this article. And I find it very interesting.
Which article?
The Darkness. Their coverage of this incident. Of the hundreds of thousands of pills seized in the U.S. alone, 90% contain dangerous counterfeit opioids and narcotics.
What?
And then they go on to talk about some
text. From this bust?
From the Dark Hunter bust.
Really?
So I'm thinking this is a monopoly takedown. They speak specifically of some Texans who were selling what they said were Adderall. But it was actually meth, which I thought Adderall was meth.
Yeah, isn't that pretty much the same thing?
But it was counterfeit. They said it was Adderall, and they actually had the FDA's stamp on it. So this is a monopoly crackdown. These are the big companies taking these counterfeiters down.
That's worth talking about further in a moment.
What are your thoughts on all of this? It sounds like the pharmaceutical companies were upset that people were, you know, selling meth.
Under the table.
Instead of letting them sell the meth. 603-283.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. That's 603-283-6160 with you tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And I would just like to remind everyone that even the U.S. Justice Department has admitted that the bulk of Bitcoin transactions, the overwhelming majority of Bitcoin transactions, are totally above the board, legal, not questionable, not illegal at all. But if you're curious about learning more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com, click Getting Started at the top of the page, take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this world-changing information. And if you already know about it, check out news.bitcoin.com to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you. All of that and more on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. Head on over there at Bitcoin.com. We're talking about a dark web bust where they did, in fact, see some number of Bitcoins. They didn't say how much. They said, I think, 37 million, but that was also including fiat and cryptocurrency. It doesn't explicitly say how much cryptocurrency was seized.
No, it doesn't.
But, Conan, you have this hypothesis going that this wasn't your average law enforcement takedown. This was orchestrated or requested by pharmaceutical companies.
Well, I think a lot of what was being sold was exactly what Big Pharma is selling.
Well, sure.
Except they have received FDA approval to do so.
Except in the case of ecstasy. Big Pharma is not selling that, and that's one of the reasons that it's so popular.
Not yet.
Big Pharma is also not selling psychedelic mushrooms and a bunch of the drugs on these sites. But can you do me a favor, Conan, and reread the claim about the false stuff that they claim to have found at these dealers' houses? Because what they did was they took down a bunch of dealers from darknet markets.
So here's some of the things that they were able to. Law enforcement agency seized over $31.6 million in cash and virtual currencies. I don't know if that's all 31.6 mm-hmm. or they're not even adding the virtual currencies. And approximately 234 kilograms of drugs worldwide, including amphetamines, cocaine, opioids, MDMA, during this whole 10-month-long mm-hmm. operation. The Justice Department said investigators also collected more than 200,000 pills of ecstasy, fentanyl, oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methamphetamine. Of the hundreds of thousands of pills seized in just the U.S. alone, 90% contain dangerous counterfeit opioids and narcotics, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco said Tuesday.
So it's like counterfeit oxycodone.
Yeah.
And counterfeit Adderall.
So the other 10% are the stuff like the ecstasy, probably.
Okay. What they're doing here is they're being, of course, not entirely honest, I think, with what they're saying. They're trying to make it sound like, oh, you better watch out on the dark web. If you get something on the dark web, it's not going to be what they say it's going to be. It's going to be something dangerous.
That's overwhelmingly not true, though.
That's what shocked me when I heard that claim, because I'm like, no. Because I know, for a fact, things that have been bought on the dark web, and now I'm not going to say that who it was that bought these things, but some people that I know have bought things on the dark web and have sent them to drug detection labs for a test to verify that it is indeed the thing that it was advertised as. And every time, whether it was MDMA or whether it was LSD, it was as advertised, exactly the chemical it said, with no adulterants, nothing else was in it. It was exactly what was advertised. So the idea that they are finding these, can you read just one, the phrase again about the dangerous part, where it says it's dangerous, because the wording's really tricky.
You mean the 90% that they found?
Yeah, 90%.
Of the hundreds of thousands of pills seized in the U.S. alone, 90% contain dangerous counterfeit opioids and narcotics.
Yeah, so counterfeit is exactly what you thought they were talking about, Conan, where there's a certain brand name, right? So Adderall, that's a brand name. There's like some sort of a chemical name that Adderall is. I don't know offhand what that is. But Adderall's the brand. And so anyone that sells that same chemical, is selling Adderall.
Yeah.
They're just not selling the brand name of it. Now, maybe some of the more there may be some dishonest seller on these websites that's selling quote-unquote Adderall with a fake stamp on it to make it look like it's a real Adderall pill, when in point of fact, it's still the same chemical behind Adderall, but it's not gotten from whatever corporation.
Right.
You know, they didn't, you know, hold up a big rig with pallets full of Adderall, put a gun to the guy's head and steal the actual product from the pharmaceutical manufacturer. They made the same exact thing in their drug lab, where their secret drug lab, and then made it look like Adderall. So yes, that's technically counterfeit, but it's probably the same exact thing, and that doesn't mean that it's dangerous.
Right.
It's as dangerous as taking Adderall, and so they're just totally trying to put a black mark on these darknet sites, and I don't buy it.
Of course they are, but the reason that darknet sites have always been so reliable, as I understand it, is because they have rating systems and stuff like that. You don't want to buy from someone who keeps killing their customers by lacing the heroin or whatever with fentanyl.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to kill your customer. That's the dumbest thing you'd ever want to do.
No, you want to get them hooked. Anytime you're selling something online, anyone who's ever sold on eBay or Amazon or wherever can tell you a negative review can destroy you, even if it's just one.
And all it takes is one customer who's willing to send the thing into drug detection labs, which if you go to ecstasydata.org, they will give you the instructions. And it's not just for ecstasy. I think they renamed the site. That's how I remember to visit it. But they will test whatever drug you send them.
They won't give it back.
No,
so
they can't do that.
Don't send it all. Don't send them all of your stuff. But they will test it, and they will tell you the results. They won't tell you the strength, if I recall correctly, either. But they will tell you the.
That's right.
The
That's because the DEA prohibits them from giving you the actual milligram count of what's in it, but they will tell you what's in it.
Now, the one example that they brought up was this Texas crew, where they were selling what they allegedly...
It was counterfeit Adderall, but counterfeit it was probably Adderall. The very same chemical. It just wasn't actually produced by the company that would have made profits from them selling
Correct.
It.
Correct. And the craziest part about this, and Chatroom was quick to chime in, amphetamines are not... They're different than methamphetamines.
Well, obviously. I mean, there are different words for a reason.
But only... They do the same exact thing. It's the same effects... Mm. The same dosage and whatnot. It's just methamphetamines, I guess, attack your brain. They get to your brain quicker.
There's some That's sort it. Of chemical tweak that is different between them.
And it's Schedule 2, which is illegal, whereas Adderall, which is the same thing, completely legal.
Drugsdata.org. Well, just because it's completely legal doesn't mean it's not controlled, right? So Adderall
is controlled. Oh, yeah. Only certain companies can make
Correct.
This stuff.
And only doctors can, you know, you can't just walk into Walgreens and walk
well,
out.
Well, these days, you could... As far as getting a prescription, you just call your doctor up on your
telephone. It's not that easy because they're being watched like a hawk by the DEA. A lot of doctors don't want to become what are called the pill shops or whatever, or the pill. You know, they don't want to get their reputation for being known as the
Dr.
guy
feel good.
The guy who will just prescribe you whatever you want because the DEA is constantly breathing down their necks about that. So.
Meanwhile, they're just handing opioid prescriptions out left and right. Maybe not these days,
not
but
so much
last
these
year they
days.
Were.
And, I mean, not so much here in New Hampshire, as I understand it.
I thought we had it pretty bad, actually, according to the local newsboys.
Oh, really? I knew a friend who, broke her arm or something, and they wouldn't give her anything beyond Tylenol 3.
The news site, by the way, is drugsdata.org. So if you go to ecstasydata.org, that's what it takes you to now. It's drugsdata.org. So if you are interested in, and this is something that everybody should do if you're, if you care about safety, if you're going to be using drugs, then you should care about whether or not you're actually using the thing that you think you're using. Because if you're not using the thing you think you're using, then you could be, taking some serious risks. And so take the time, if you're ordering more than one of these things, which usually you do on these darknet sites, a 10-pack or whatever, send one.
I can't imagine anyone going through the trouble of buying, one ecstasy pill. On the
Seems unlikely. Send one of them with $100 to drugsdata.org. They'll test it usually within a few weeks. They put it up on their website. It's publicly viewable. So everybody can benefit from this because sometimes, sometimes somebody goes and buys a whole bunch of these pills and then they go and they sell them in a club or something, right? So if you get something in a club, you can still go to drugsdata.org and see, somebody else got the same exact pill in the same geographic area at around the same time that you did.
Is this a private company that does this for people? Is this
don't know the details behind who runs drug detection labs.
And do you remain anonymous?
You do.
They give you a batch number or something like that that you can use to look it up.
You give them the number, and then they just publish that, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. And that's how you can tell whether or not you actually are dealing with an honest person, which most of these dealers on these darknet sites have ratings.
They have reputations to protect.
Yeah, and all you got to do to test their reputation is just test the drugs that they send you, and then put that on their profile and say, hey, I tested this, and here's what it was.
You're more likely to get something laced with something bad from your drug dealer in the streets than you are on the darknet. That is absolutely true.
100 times more likely.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed.
I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.